Fascinating Rhythm is a production of WXXI FM in Rochester, New York, and is funded by the contributing members of the WXXI Public Broadcasting Council.
Say, there's a little rhythm, rhythm, rhythm. The pit-pat's through my brain. So darn.
This is Fascinating Rhythm, songs from the Great American Songbook. I'm Michael Lasser. Ragtime jazz and the blues, waltz time and swing time, they're all part of popular music. But it's also bigger and broader than all of them. When it comes to songs and music and how things merge or collide, popular music is capable of some surprises.
Oh, how I long to be the man I used to be. Fascinating rhythm, you gotta stop picking on me.
I got the idea from a duet by Judy Garland and Betty Janes in a movie musical from the 1930s. One swings, the other sings opera, and I'll get to that. But first, a series of alternatives leading up to the mock confrontation. A lot of popular music has been shaped by ragtime and jazz, by syncopation, but nothing was squarer than the music of Broadway. Consider the torch songs of the 20s and 30s compared to the richly melodic musicals of the 40s and 50s. For example, Michael Feinstein sings Wanna Sing a Show Tune, and Bing Crosby follows with I've Got to Sing a Torch Song.
Good evening. Thank you. On the radio today, all they ever play is thunk, 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 thunk. Well, I've had it up to here. I'm short. So please don't bend my ear with punk or funk. It's junk. When I pine for a lyric line or a mellow melody, guys like Hammerstein and Julie Stein are the stars that shine for me. Wanna sing a show tune, good old Broadway show tune, nothing that has no tune, something that has heart, something you can hum or can strum by the hour, something kind of light that's as bright as a flower, something with a tune you can croon in the shower to help the day start. You can keep those rock songs. I don't need those schlock songs. Only summer stock songs. Set me tapping my toe. How I love to sing a ditty that's witty and stylish. Something Gershwin-esque, Porter-esque, or Kurt Vile-ish. Wanna sing a show tune from a Broadway show.
I try to smile and face the sun, but romance passes by. I've got to sing a poor song to someone far apart, for the torch I bear is burning there, right in my heart. my dreams, but one by one, they vanish in the sky. I try to smile and face the sun, but romance passes by. I've got to sing a torch song to someone far apart, for the torch I bear is burning there, right in my heart.
Michael Feinstein with Ray Jessel's Wanna Sing a Show Tune, and Bing Crosby with Harry Warren and Al Dubin's I've Got to Sing a Torch Song. You're listening to Fascinating Rhythm, Songs from the Great American Songbook. I'm Michael Lasser. It doesn't matter what kind of singing you do or where you do it. It doesn't matter what kind of voice you have or what your range is, as long as the singing is honest and true. If it's a truism that all the great singers know that and embrace the idea, then I guess you have to count Jimmy Durante among the great singers. Here he is with Bing Crosby, The Song's Gotta Come From the Heart.
You know something, Bing? What? I don't think you have the right feeling for my song. Just singing the words ain't enough.
It isn't?
Indubitably.
In who?
Why, went indubitably.
Clever.
I don't know if it's pitched there, but I'm saying it. Why, when you sing, the song has got to come from the heart. Now, take Caruso. What made him the singer of the age?
His voice.
That helped, but it was really his heart. And take Melchior. What puts him over on the stage?
His voice.
You don't understand. You fight me. It's the heart that made them all. It's the difference between the big and the small.
What a beautiful note.
The last time I sang that note, they taught Dr. IQ had a lady in the balcony. Ha! You'll notice that note is charm.
Indeed.
Culture.
Loaded.
Resonance. And most of all, it has heart. And that's why I say, it doesn't have to be witty or smart.
Tell me, Jimmy.
Just as long as it comes from the heart.
That's where it's gotta come from.
It doesn't have to be classic or rock. Just as long as it comes from the heart. You know, Bing, last year the kids at school asked me to sing at their graduation exercises. I did, but I made a horrible mistake. I didn't sing from the heart. I sang from the nose.
How did it sound?
I don't know. The note hasn't come out yet. To illustrate my point, I'll continue further. Parlez-moi d'amour. Redite mo de chote tendre. Spanish.
No, no, Jim, that's French.
How do you like that? I sing French too. It's not very tough, Bing. Try and follow me in this next one.
I'm with you, boy.
Oh, Chichonia.
Oh, Chichonia.
Oh, Chestrasnia.
Oh, Chestrasnia.
Oh, Chiguccia.
Oh, Chiguccia.
Ipikrasnia.
Ipikrasnia.
Kaka bluifas.
Kaka bluifas.
Yeah, kaka bluifas.
Is that from the heart?
No, that's from... No, that's from the epitantas. But you can't restrict me in these things. Kaka blue vas.
Kaka blue vas. Oh, la di da di. Yeah, there be the pressure.
That's from the heart.
La, la, la.
Hot.
La, la, la.
Shashlik.
Bush
with sour cream. Terrific.
Hey,
hey,
hey. Wait a minute, wait.
Boy, this'll rock the Kremlin.
Hey, I think I get the message now. I got it. Let me take one more crack at that song of yours. chitta bee, chitta bee, chitta bee, chitta bee, chitta bee. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Now you've got ha.
Chitta bee, chitta bee, chitta bee, chitta bee, chitta bee. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
This kid is mine.
Why, I'll give him this. I'll give him this. I'll strut away.
Boy, you can't miss.
Just put a star on my chart, mm-hmm. Because the song's gotta come from the heart.
On opening night, your name and lights.
Why, we won't stop till we reach the top.
We'll order our meals a la carte.
That's expensive if the song comes from the heart.
We'd be tremendous if the song comes from the heart. They'll holler bravo if the song comes from the heart. Let's go, please.
Jimmy Durante and Bing Crosby with Julie Stein and Sammy Collins, The Song's Gotta Come from the Heart. In the 30s and into the 40s, bands were more important than singers. Big bands, 12 to 14 pieces, with a male and female singer to handle the middle chorus of a tune for dancing. Eventually, the singers left the bands to go out on their own, but years later, songs remember them in an attempt at self-definition. The first song explains who they were and what they did, while the second tosses it away to describe their appeal, at least to the men in the audience. Rosemary Clooney, I'm the Big Band Singer, and Andre DeShields and Ken Page, the ladies who sing with the band.
The big band singer standing up here all alone on my own. I'm the big band singer competing with a slide trombone. Hear him moan. Do you wonder who I am? Do you care or don't you give a damn? Do you ever look up and maybe wonder what I'm all about? That I doubt. I'm the big band singer, snapping my fingers to the rhythm. Hey man, I'm with him. I'm the big band singer, singing out your favorite song all night long. Turn on the blue light, and I can make you sad. Turn on the pink light, and I can make you glad. Turn on the radio, I got a song that's new. I'm the big band singer, singing my heart out for you. I'm the big band singer, snapping my fingers to the rhythm. I'm swinging with them. I'm the big band singer, singing out your favorite song all night long. Turn on the blue lights, and I can make you cry. Turn on the pink lights, and I can make you sigh. Turn on the radio, I got a song that's new. I'm the big band singer. The big band singer. I'm the big band singer.
Junior Jakes
from the Boiler Works,
who thought her singing swell. Need a voice so sweet and low, I guess dress was even lower still. Selling vocals, to those yokels, was her first important thrill. Important thrill. Should your career need a springboard? Here is the best in the land. Rise and rejoice, for you don't need a voice. Join the ladies who sing with a band. Who's in the Hollywood spotlight? Who do producers demand? They're making dues of all the chanteuses, the ladies who sing with a band.
Flat tune,
fat tone, wow, can never hurt a singer with curve. You see, fat
singer, I see him
around your bandstand.
If you have a tropical torso
and your digestion is grand, you may do finer than Jenny or Dinah, the ladies who sing with a band.
Say, Cat.
Yeah?
Who was that singer I saw you with last night?
Oh, that wasn't no singer.
I know.
Wait a minute. You mean to tell me you didn't admire that girl's beautifully rounded tones?
And her pitch.
Yeah, I was surprised to see her up there.
Yeah, I didn't know she could sing that well.
Never could.
Well, how'd she get that job?
One never knows. Do one.
Flat tone, fat tone.
Wow, can never hurt a singer with her. Finer than Jenny or Dinah or Dottie or Janet or Helen or Ina. They don't need to know from a major or minor, the ladies who sing with a band.
Rosemary Clooney with Merv Griffin's I'm the Big Band Singer, and Andre DeShields and Ken Page with Fats Waller and George Marion Jr.'s The Ladies Who Sing with the Band. William Bolcom is a classically trained pianist. Joan Morris is a classically trained singer. Together, they performed the songs of the Great American Songbook, but they also wrote Tears at the Happy Hour, a country song that's a parody of country song lyrics. For example, Jerry Lee Lewis, A Damn Good Country Song, and Bolcom and Morris, Tears at the Happy Hour.
Well, I've taken up pills for Big Memphis Town. Oh, Jerry Lee's drank enough whiskey to lift his ship off the ground. I'll be the first to admit, sure do wish these people would quit. You know it's tough enough to straighten up, and these idiots won't leave you alone. Jerry Lee Lewis is alive. What to make a damn good country song. I've always done my best. I've tried to walk tall, walk on killer. But when the evening was over, I was drunk, stumbling in the walls. Well, I know I've earned my reputation. Can't they see I found my salvation? I guess they'd rather prove me wrong. My life would make a damn good country song. Let's get it now. I've had my share of women, but they always seem to leave. Gonna put me in another quarter. Hello, ball machine. Well, I know the old killer's been wrong, but old chains came over me, took too long. My life would make a damn good country song. Jerry Lee Lewis is alive.
said goodbye, I didn't cry, though you gave no reason or rhyme. I called today and let it ring. Nobody answered the phone. So here I stand with a drink in hand, getting happy all alone. I've got tears at the happy hour, crying over you. And my cold, lone star here in the bar can't keep me from feeling blue. I've cried tears at the happy hour since I don't remember when. But all my hours will be happy hours when I'm in your arms again. I'm sitting in our favorite bar, finishing another beer. Nobody looks this way at all. Wish I hadn't ended up here. I think about your arms at night. You're what I was living for. But I wouldn't grieve if I turned to leave and I found you at the door. No more tears at the happy hour, crying over you. When my cold, lone star here in the bar can't keep me from feeling blue. Goodbye tears at the happy hour, 'cause I'll be so happy then. And all my hours will be happy hours when I'm in your arms again. Yes, all my hours will be happy hours when I'm in your arms again.
Jerry Lee Lewis with Donnie Fritz, A Damn Good Country Song, and William Bolcom and Joan Morris with their own Tears at the Happy Hour. In Dan Goggin's off-Broadway musical Nonsense, Sister Mary Amnesia is one of the few surviving members of the Little Sisters of Hoboken. She suffers from amnesia, but bit by bit her memory has been returning. She doesn't yet know who she is, but when she lets herself dream, she thinks she might have wanted to be a country music star. The thought reminds her that she did want to go to Nashville, but chose the life of a nun instead. Semina De Laurentiis, I Could Have Gone to Nashville.
Sometimes in the morning, before the first bell rings, I lie here wide awake, wondering all kinds of things, like who I am or what I'd be if I were not a nun. I suppose I could be anything. Oh, but if I could be anyone,
I'd like to be a country singer like Loretta Lynn, with a deluxe Winnebago that I would travel in. I'd have wigs like Dolly Parton. I might even pierce my ears.
I'd have
rhinestone-studded cowboy boots and a sequin gown from Sears.
You know, I'd have me some backup singers and a real live bluegrass band.
And I would go to Nashville and appear at Opryland. And I'd sing songs of inspiration. I'd sing songs in time of strife. Songs like Drop Kick Me Jesus through the goalpost of inspiration.
Sister Mary Paul. Sister Mary Paul. That's it. I'm Sister Mary Paul. I remember.
Semina De Laurentiis, I Could Have Gone to Nashville. It's a long way from the convent to Nashville, almost as far as the distance between a vaudeville house and the Met. Lyricists Betty Comden and Adolph Green loved opera and often borrowed it or parodied it for their comic shenanigans. In this review song they wrote for themselves to perform, two vaudevillians contemplate the changes in opera when Rudolph Bing made opera performances less formal and infused them with showbiz pizzazz. The two Hoofers contemplate making it big at the Met. Betty Comden and Adolph Green catch our act at the Met.
This number is about that great American institution, the Metropolitan Opera, and it tells of doings that are still going on there, and that is the infusion of opera with great elements of showbiz, with vaudevillians, nightclub performers, and tremendous scenic effects from the Broadway theater. And it's called You Can Always Catch Our Act at the Met.
Yes, sirree, feeling grand. We're an act that's in demand.
Yeah, we're working steady. We're all set.
Got ourselves a season at the Met.
Now the opera, once was the long hat scene.
Till they got this new manager, James Levine.
Yeah, now the Met's gone vaudeville.
Oh, we don't need that Rodgers and Hammerstein. We're not dependent on the theater guild. Cause you can always catch our act at the Met.
I'll play Siegfried.
And I'll play Brunhild.
They got a Dameron.
They got a Dameron.
Oh, we don't need to play 52nd Street. In smoke and noise where everybody is soused. Cause you can always catch our act at the Met.
I'm Margarita.
And I'll be Faust by Charlie Gounod.
You're Charlie Gounod.
Say they got a band of 60 strong. Knows how to help your turn along. And business is so good they've had to call out the cops. Variety says pop up tops.
Oh, we don't need the Copacabana show. We're always hidden by those gosh darn trees.
Cause you can always catch our act at the Met.
I'll be Aida.
And I, Radames Giuseppe Verdi.
Domina's brother.
And we'll be putting the wriggle into Rigolette. Oh, you can always catch our act at the Met. Oh, we don't need a weekend at Grossinger's. Who watch our act and let the blintzes get cold. Cause you can always catch our act at the Met.
I'll play Tristan.
And I'll play Isolde.
By Dickie Wagner.
Yeah, Dickie Wagner.
Oh, we don't need a guest shot on radio. And we can say it to he to TV. Cause you can always catch our act at the Met.
I'll be Rodolfo.
And I'll be Mimi.
By Jake Puccini.
Yeah, Jake Puccini.
Say Italian opera, French and Dutch. Now have that added Broadway touch. And look at what a smash they made of Fledermaus. Variety says, Mouse packs house.
Oh, we don't need to play at the Paramount. 5 shows a day and nervous breakdowns you get, 'cause you can always catch a act at the Met.
I'll be Lucia.
And I'll be Sextet by Donna Michi.
No Donizetti. So don't look us up at the Strand, 'cause we'll be playing Peleus and Melisande. Oh, you can always catch our act at the Met, at the Metro, Metropolitan.
Betty Comden and Adolph Green, Catch Our Act at the Met. You're listening to the Peabody Award-winning Fascinating Rhythm, Songs from the Great American Songbook. I'm Michael Lasser. A quiet, bookish young woman moves into a New York apartment, number 14G, only to discover that an opera singer lives in 13G and a jazz singer lives in 15G. Pretty soon, they've got a trio going in the middle of the night. A country singer dreams of performing at the Met but meets only discouragement until she delivers a baby right smack in the middle of a performance. Listen closely to the lyrics as Kristen Chenoweth sings The Girl in 14G and Kelly O'Hara follows with They Don't Let You in Opera If You're a Country Star.
Just moved in to 14G, so cozy, calm, and peaceful. Heaven for a mouse like me, with quiet by the leaseful. Pets are banned, parties too, and no solicitations. Window seat with garden view, a perfect nook to read a book. I'm lost in my Jane Austen when I hear say it isn't so. Not the flat below. From an opera wannabe in 13G, a matinee of some cantata, Wagner's Ring and Traviata. I'll put up with Puccini, brew myself a cup of tea, crochet until she's feeny. 8:30, not a peep except the clock tick-tocking. Now I lay me down to sleep, a comfy bed to rest my head, a stretch, a yawn, I'm almost gone. The girl upstairs wakes me unawares, blowing down from 15G her reveille. She's scatting like her name is Ella Guess, who answers a cappella.
Zoop doo doo floor door. Zoop doo doo floor door.
I'm not one to raise my voice, make a fuss, or speak my mind, but might I query, would you mind if Could you kindly stop? That felt good.
Oh, my God. protection. Oh, protection, protection. Oh, my God, I paid so much for Dr. Chong. Well, now to my surprise, those patrons had tears in their eyes. The New York Times review even raved I was all that. Found the headline bizarre. Oprah gives birth to a new star. When she was done, what fun, and a newborn in her lap. Then the head of the trustees board said, before you cut the cord, here's an 8-year contract and some caviar. You'll start right away, my dear. We have daycare. Please sign here. Been my dream since our same country. Now I'm an Oprah star. But you were the best part of the opera by far. Now, a crib ain't where you're needing pearls of wisdom. But listen up. Before you've cried a word, when you hear no, don't get upset. It means yes, but just not yet. Fight the most when folks say you're absurd. In the end, I believe we all get heard. But if I may suggest one rule, before I'm no longer cool, what you do ain't always who you are. So if you find your heart is set on both Memphis and the Met, and they force you to choose, screw them both, go sing the blues. But your ass, you can sing opera if you're a contrarian.
Kristen Chenoweth with Janine Tesori and Dick Scanlon's The Girl in 14G, and Kelly O'Hara with Dan Lipton and David Rosmer's They Don't Let You in Opera If You're a Country Star. When MGM adapted the Rodgers and Hart hit Babes in Arms into a movie musical in 1939, they added a number for Judy Garland and Betty James to sing as a duet. The song identifies them as sisters who are alike in every way except one. Garland and Janes with Roger Edens, I Like Opera, I Like Swing.
I've got a new slant on things. I've got my finger right on the pulse of the public. Say, you want to hear something? Molly and Patsy, come on over here. Look up. Now, come on, try it out, kids. Will you give us a little room to work here, will you? Now, come on, get settled. We'll show them whether we got talent or not. Wait till you hear this, Dad. This will send you solid. Now, come on, kids, give your all.
Twins. In fact, it's quite ridiculously odd. But speaking pedagogically
and not too biologically, we're really just like two peas in a pod. We both like to swim and we both like to dance. We both could fall in love with Gable if we had the chance. Our tastes are just the same except for just one thing. I like opera.
I like swim.
We both like to eat, but it pains us to discuss the fact we like potatoes, but potatoes don't like us. But when we want to sing a song, we're really on a spot. For I sing sweet,
and I sing hot.
What a shame that we can't get together. A duet from an opera, I would crave.
But if I sang a duet from an opera, Mr. Verdi would turn over in his grave. We both like lovely music and we like a lovely rhyme. And we both adore to sing for you at any place or time. But there's one complication that our little opera has.
I sing a
song. Ah, I sing jazz.
Heidi, ho, finger, oh, Heidi.
Judy Garland and Betty Jane's I Like Opera, I Like Swing. These were the years known as the swing era. Everything was jivey and had what the kids called a boogie beat, even if it didn't. Swing time defined the music of the time. You heard it in Garland's performance, and you hear it again in this 1945 song by Fred Astaire. He doesn't care if waltzes disappear, as long as swing survives. Because if it goes, he's going too. Rosemary Clooney, if swing goes, I go too.
Upset. I just heard the worst news yet. Some old fogey wants to ration swing. Says your psyche won't survive if you dance to that jump and jive. I can't help it if I shout and sing. They can take away my breakfast. They can take away my lunch. But there's just one thing that they can't take. That's the rhythm of the swing band bunch. I like my music, and I like it high. If I try to shake it down, then I just wanna die. What's this talk about waltzes taking the place of swing? I don't like waltzes. If they cancel my soap operas, I'll make it through. They can take away most anything, but if swing goes, I go too. It makes them lose their minds. Me, I'll stick with Basie. They can take away the polka, that dance I'll never do. They can take away most anything. Anything and everything, but if swing goes, I go.
Rosemary Clooney, if swing goes, I go too. Everybody choosing the kind of music they prefer. From show tunes to torch songs, vaudeville to big band swing, country to opera. The subtext for today, the richness and variety of American music. Andrew Crouch is the senior audio producer. I'm Michael Lasser. The show's Fascinating Rhythm.
Fascinating Rhythm. got me on the go, fascinating rhythm, I'm all quiver. What a mess you're making, the neighbors want to know why I'm all shaking just like a flipper. Each morning I get up with the sun, start hopping, never stopping, too fine tonight, no work has been done. But I know that once doesn't matter, but now you're doing wrong. When you start to patter, I'm so unhappy. Won't you take a day off, decide to run along somewhere far away off and make it snappy. Oh, how I long to be the man I used to be. Fascinating rhythm, you gotta stop picking on me.
Fascinating Rhythm is a production of WXXI-FM in Rochester, New York. Support for this program is provided by this station and by the contributing members of the WXXI Public Broadcasting Council. For a playlist of this week's program or to listen to Fascinating Rhythm online, visit WXXI.org/rhythm.